Do you hear me? Yes. So thank you for giving me the floor. I am very happy to be here and to meet and to see some friends and some good face for speaking about this multipolar world which is emerging. So I have just from Geneva a few remarks, if you let me to present them. I think we have the chance, let's say like that, we have the chance to be in a very interesting historical moment, because we have the decaying of the old world order dominated by the West and the political West and United States. And we have now this emerging, this rise of the, let's say, the new political global South or new political global East. But in my view, we have to take into consideration that the old order is not yet dead, is decaying, but it didn't disappear until now. So we have to keep that in mind. And the question for me is how we can strengthen our views, how we can present our vision of the new world order, order of this multipolar order, how we could strengthen and reinforce it. So my view is that now that's the moment to think how we could do it and how we could replace the narrative. In my view, the West is always counting, is always important. In that sense, it is still able to impose a narrative, even invoking some, values, these Western values such democracy, freedom, human rights, and so on. That's a weaponization of these values, that's an instrumentalization of these values, but this narrative is still pretty effective, maybe less and less in the global South, but still effective about the international public opinions. So we have to reinforce or to strengthen our ideological or our philosophical visions. So my proposal would be that we have now to create or to animate some think tanks to think how we could do it, how we can propose philosophical ideas, values, also which vision of the world we can propose. And we have all the possibilities, a single value like peace. If you look in the Russian language, you have two words for meaning peace. That's important, for instance, to present that. That's, for me, a very worthy contribution to the reflection of the new world we are shaping now. For instance, in Japan or in China, you have the concept of social harmony, the wa. In the Japan, it's called the wo. That's how we can have peace through harmony. That's this kind of concept, for instance, just an example, we could propose or develop in order to present to all international public opinions not alternative, but other universal values for contesting this instrumentalization of values such as freedom, democracy, which have been emptied of meaning because overused. And another topic, maybe because I speak and I will finish by that, as I am in Geneva, which is, an international center of multilateralism. It's not multipolarity, but multilateralist diplomacy with the United Nations and all the international organizations. It's in New York with the United Nations, Geneva, Vienna, and so on. But I think we have not to let to leave the ground to the Atlanticist narrative in the international organization. So it's very important for me to develop think tanks for the intellectual input, but also maybe representations or embassies, BRICS embassies, Shanghai Cooperation Organization embassies or representations inside or at where the international community is gathering with NGOs, governments, you know, not let the abandon the United Nations and international organization just only to the Western countries. So I think now all together we could contribute to bring this intellectual input and this political input to strengthen our presence and to develop the vision of articulated multipolar order. So thank you very much for your attention, and I will be very pleased to have other actions with you and to build this new world order.